Time-lapse, a digital composition by Davide Tosco and Marco Palmieri. It deals with a clock, an analog clock in the center. What is the fascination for you working with digital samples and with an analog clock?
Yeah, I think the analog clock was the beginning in my life in interesting in the border between music and noise, you know, because it was when I was child in the house of my grandmother, you know, and I used to listen to it before falling asleep, you know, in a moment in which you can distinguish the reality, the dream, you know. And I think I make my you know, first relationship with rhythm, because I know music by the guitar, by music I heard, but this rhythm was really particular and unreal. And I think during the falling asleep, I think that this rhythm take the form of complex rhythm and begin to fascinate myself. And it was the first experience in this area between noise and music. And then when I grow up, I follow this kind of way of finding something and again doing like my research in music and in noise, you know. And now with Davide, we make an experience collecting some elements of noise that are linked to some particular feelings of our experience in life with sounds, because all the world of my life, beginning when I was a child, was into music and sounds. And when I say sounds, I say everything, you know, noise. And I think every time when I looking for my interesting in beat and passing through the only listening to music and imagining something, I used to say that this clock source was the beginning also of thinking about what is moving, not only listening to music, but moving with music. Then, like the beginning of my experience in jazz, you know, like when I say jazz, I say rhythm, and when I say this clock was like 60 BPM, and after 120, and now that I'm used to be like a DJ sometimes, like electronic performer, and I love making people dancing. I think there's a very special connection between this kind of rhythm generating by very simple stuff that's in our life, in the life of old people and old people, puts the beat of the time, you know, and the time it's always a question, you know, and I only find my inspiration starting with this, and after we go sometimes nowhere, and I mean, I think that Davide can follow the discussion speaking about the dirty sound we collect after thinking about this, you know.
Yeah, well, this this collaboration with Marco started about more or less 3 years ago, and we got together and started to work on some old material that we both collected over the years, and we were looking for the rejects, for the parts that normally are people in a studio, when they do studio work, they try to get a rid of, no, and by assembling these little bits of sounds, we started to just to work with them and try to arrange them in a certain way that could in a way stimulate our creativity in a way that we could imagine having this as a beginning point of a further kind of composition, let's say, and then we managed to, as we were doing this, we started to think of a way how we could possibly take those rejects, this certain of a waste into some kind of other way, and so this idea came to us to organize this within a very fixed structure, which could be possibly be thought as an exact opposite, something that accompanying us daily, something that has a very very strict and repetitive structure. So this idea came of using a clock, and in particular a very analog an analog clock, which in a way is to juxtapose with the sounds that are like mainly digitally come from digital sources. And we got in touch with Kunst Radio and thought that this could be possibly a space to come together and improvise an assembling of different sounds, but very part starting with simple information and trying to build this to a more complex something.
And I want also say that it's a way to keep together like the idea of rhythm that Davide has and my idea of rhythm, because the idea of Davide, it's very rhythm of sound, the repetition, maybe, if I don't know if it's easy to understand, but it's slow in the time, you know. My idea is near to when I say dance, it's not properly, but I think it's important in my life, this research about dancing. And then the idea of working together, it's because of we can check how this kind of rhythm go together. Using different kind of source, I use the, I think the real beat source that it's present in life of every day, and also Davide collects some noise that are normally listened in like the pollution of every day, you know, because we have a lot of sound, a lot of information. And like we won't do like a jazz improvisation using this material that now are like really into ourselves, because we have a very long experience during the life with this kind of stuff. And then we want to now celebrate maybe for the first time in Kunst Radio this kind of live act and broadcasting it. All the people, and now I want also to say thanks to Kunst Radio and to the people that make us the possibility to do that, and it's really good. I think it's very good.
There are also lots of radio listeners outside, and what you want is that they get involved into the performance by bringing audio samples during the live performance. They can do it by telephone, and they can do it also by email. What should they do, or what will they do?
Well, yes, part of the concept is also to try to get some kind of involvement of listeners. We have the show has been announced on the website of Kunst Radio, and we're calling for people to, I mean, there's a short synopsis that described the idea, which is actually quite simple. At the same time, could be quite complex, depending on how people will interpret it. And in a way, it's also there is an idea of opening up to something that is unknown. You know, when the phone rings and you pick it up, you don't know who's calling. So there's a little bit of that, of bringing in something that is that could be anything. At the same time, we hoping people will contribute with sounds, but at the same time, we will really like somebody to call and read a poem or bang the headphone on the table, or whatever that is going to be, the idea is that some kind of surprise should be stimulated by that. Another element that we're trying to, that we will certainly bring in is we will be doing phone calls ourselves and to some people who are waiting to be called, and to some other places who are giving out information, and that's something that is quite interesting as well in relationship with the rhythmical simpleness of the time rhythm, and is related with what is constantly giving people information and keeping people in touch with what they think is valuable information, and what we will try to include as a part of something that we don't know yet.